I think I've shared before, but I want again today to show the Dead Sea versus the Sea of Galilee in Israel. So the Dead Sea, as we probably, if you haven't seen it, to know how it's called the Dead Sea, because nothing lives in it. It's dead. And not only is it dead without water or, well, there's water, but there's no fish, there's no plants. I mean, it's getting shrinker and shrinker and shrinker over all these years because there's not an outlet. So it'll get water when it rains, but there's no river to come in and a river to go out to keep it fresh. Where on the other side, the Sea of Galilee, which is a few miles away, that there is water, the Jordan River, going in and out. You see, that's where the fishing was. It was in Jesus' time, still today. The beautiful plants. If you think about the mountain of Jesus, the Sermon on the Mountain, it's right next to the Sea of the Galilee, of this beautiful place. So there's these totally opposite of these banks of the water. So listen to Jesus today when he talks about ourselves and our own souls. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. I think those words from Jesus, it's just a beautiful thing about are we, and I don't think anybody here, but as our souls the Dead Sea? Or is it like the Sea of Galilee? And that's what Jesus is challenging us today to know. Are we receiving forgiveness from Jesus? Well, if we are, we have to be given forgiveness to others. Are we condemning? Should we be condemning others? So continue to bring these to the Lord for Lent, especially as we give in Lent in a special way for alms, prayers, and fasting to grow the great lives in our spiritual world to look like the Sea of the Galilee.